Simon Toflam and Aleph, Seif Beis. The Machaber says that person should be careful not to start doing any malacha, nor should eat until he does Bedigas Chametz. And Mishnah Berurah says even the Chatzi Shah, the half hour before the Zman, before Tzeis Chametz, also also start doing malacha. Because he might get nimshach, he might get drawn into it, and he'll forget to do Bedigas Chametz. And same thing as Aser, to go into the Merchatz, the public bathhouse they had in those days, all those other things that the Lach is with Tfilas Mincha, you can't do when it comes as man, you're also, you can't do it. Now, somebody forgot to do B'digas Chametz by night, or let's say for some reason they couldn't do B'digas Chametz by night, comes in the morning, all these Assyrim apply until it does B'digas Chametz. They might get Nimshach at that and not end up doing the B'digah. Now, that which you can't eat, Mishnah Berurah says, Timba Alma, small like a snack, is mutter, which means that the only Isra is eating more than a Kabeya of Pas. But a Kabeya or less of Pas, that would be mutter, and having that's pas, that's bread, but fruit, even a lot of it is mutter, because that's just okol ti'imo. Now the Bir Lacha says that even eating a lot of fruit, though, that's only mutter in the Chatzi Shah, the half hour before this Zman Bedikah. But once it comes to Tzeis Chametz, this Zman Bedikah, one should not schlep out and spend a long time eating fruit, which is only called ti'imo, it's called, only called a snack, because as Zman Chazal gave to B'digas Chametz, it's particularly in Tchilas Halayla in the beginning of the night. The Machaber says even if someone has a kfiyas to learn at night, he should not learn until he does B'digas Chametz. Mishnah Berurah brings here also, some say it's also in the half an hour before, might have slept into it, unless you have a shemer that's going to remind you to do B'digah by this man. Some say Lima Tera, though we allow, and it's only also by Tzeis Chavim. Even those who say it's also during the half an hour before, it's only someone's learning privately in the house, the taka might get drawn into it, and forget to do B'digah. But somebody has a shir, kavua in the Beis Medrash after davening, something like that, a short shir, that's mutter, because anyway, you have to come home eventually, we're not afraid you're going to stay there forever, as long as it's learning below pilpul, without pilpul, just a short shir. But pilpul, handling and learning, that could really get schlepped out and a person get drawn into it, and therefore that will be usher, even if it's a kvias in the base of Medrash. Now, Gabi Davni Mairiv, so those people Dav Mairiv, Bezmana, Betzibar, by Tzeis Chavim, so they should Dav Mairiv, Betzibar, at Tzeis Chavim, and go home to B'dika afterwards, with a big tircha to get everyone to come to the shul afterwards, and also not afraid they can forget to be B'dika, because Mairiv ends, whatever time it ends, everyone goes home by that time. Somebody davens privately Mairiv at home, he should rather have someone else do B'dika for him and he'll daven. This week we can both of them at this man. The Shliach will do the B'dika Chametz and he'll daven Ma'ariv. If he has no Shliach do it for him, he should daven first. Mishnah Berurah says, if he's a person who always davens by himself privately at home, B'yachidus, so then he should do B'dika first, because we're not afraid he's going to forget daven Ma'ariv, because he always davens Ma'ariv himself later on at some point during the night. But the Chagankov says, no, he should always daven Ma'ariv first, even this person who's used to daven B'yachidus at home, Ma'ariv always comes first. Tadav Sheinah Tadav Tadav Kaidam, since Ma'ariv is more Tadav, more common than B'dika Chametz, Ma'ariv comes first. So, l'maisa, most people daven Ma'ariv in the shul at night, and the tefillas b'tzibur, the Ma'arivs take place by Tzeis Chavim, after everyone goes home and does B'digas Chametz. And Machaber said, if someone starts learning by day, does not have to stop when it comes this man. The Ma says others are arguing that, they're chalik, and they say, no, when it comes man, B'digas, you have to stop learning, and chenil ikka, that's how the Ma paskens. And Machaber explains that, Mishnah explains that Machaber, who's make over here, is talking about someone starts learning this man heter, and therefore does not have to stop learning when it comes to Zman, even Kriyashma, which is the Raisa. If you start learning B'hetta, you don't have to stop when it comes to Tzeis Chavim for Kriyashma, and the same thing over here. However, somebody starts Zman the Isser, whatever Zman the Isser is, Tzeis, or even a little before that, so he has to stop learning, because Chametz, as long as he didn't do the Bittul yet, is the Raisa, and for the Raisa, you do have to stop if you start B'Isser. The Ramah, the argues, holds even if you start B'hetta, you still have to stop, and the reason is because the Ikka Mitzvah, L'chatchilas Adu, B'tchilas Balai, L'chazal made it, and therefore you have to stop whatever you're doing, even start the B'hetter in order to make the Mitzvah Ketikuna at the right time, and that's stopping Lima Torah, and certainly stopping all things, but Tzeis Chavim is his man for B'dika, and you stop everything. You don't have to stop earlier, but when it comes to Tzeis Chavim, even if you start B'hetter, even Lima Torah, you have to stop at Tzeis, and do B'dika Chametz. Simon Tov Lamed Beis, Sifa Alv, the Machaber says, before you start the B'dika, make a brach, Shekshan, B'tzveis, B'tzvanu, Abir Chametz. You do the bracha before B'dika. Mishnah Berurah says, like all brachas and mitzvahs, we tend to over asiyasim before we do the mitzvah. Some say it's good to wash your hands before the bracha, atzanakiyas. And the bracha is abir chametz, you know, the bir takes place the next day. Mishnah Berurah explains, B'dika is a tzarech abir, it's me'ina bir, it's to get ready for the bir chametz the next day. There's no bracha B'digas chametz, because B'dika is not the end of a mitzvah, just to get you set up, prepared for the bir. There's no bracha on bittul chametz, because that's something you do really in your lave, in your heart. There's no bracha on dvar mishbelev. So the bracha is abir chametz. If I'm mistaken, you said levar chametz, that levar chametz, you are yaitz. That's what I'm saying. Now, the Ma discussed somebody starting to b'dika at the bracha. If you got to make a bracha, as long as still in the middle of the b'dika, you can still make a bracha. There's still something left to make the bracha on. It's still called Eves Yassim. Mishnah Berurah explains. Once you finish the b'dika, he writes, oh, I didn't make a bracha. So Mishnah Berurah says to wait till the Sreves chametz, till the burning of the chametz next day, you can make the bracha, b'ir chametz, on the actual b'ir chametz. Even though you did a kochamira, a bittul by night, still, you have to burn what you found to cause the chamim. Also, that kol chamira is not a complete kol chamira. It says things that you did not see. But things that you saw were not part of the bittul. The Arachrin will hold that the bracha is only made by Spedika, and once comes Shasrev, you cannot make the bracha. Therefore, according to these places, we say without Shemachos at that point, if someone wants to do as such, they have to be Semachon and do without Shemachos, but Shasrev, if they've got to make the bracha of Shasrev. And that's the Psak Mishnah seems to walk away with.